Hello, how may I help you?
Hi, Anna. This is John over at Local Splash. How you doing?
Awesome. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you asking. Anna, I was giving you a call. I kind of missed you the other day there. It was regards to getting your business.
I had an emergency. I'm so sorry. One of my technicians was stuck on the job, and I heard your voicemail. I wanted to call you back. Then he got done with the job. I had to take care of it with the customer. So I'm happy you called me today. Let's get everything started. Are you ready? I'm ready.
I'm ready. I just want to make sure, is he all right?
No, it was great. Like, we went and picked up the wrong parts, and then he installed it. Then he was unable to figure it out that it was the wrong part. I had to call the parts department. We had to notify the homeowner. Got to get new parts. It was just a whole ordeal. It was like a whole big thing. So, yeah, that's what happens when you put in the wrong part.
Oh, man. No, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad everyone's okay, though. Sorry, I just thought it was a concern. You know, we're human first, right? So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We took care of it. Thank God the homeowner was nice. Sometimes they get really, overwhelmed, especially when, it's something that they use all the time. So.
Oh, yeah. I bet. My father-in-law, his refrigerator, pretty much broke down, and we didn't know about it. And so everything in the fridge got spoiled and all this stuff, and it was just a fiasco. They got a new one, took forever to get that, and that one wasn't working. It was just, like I said, pretty bad. So I can understand with stuff like that, you know? Things that you use every day, you take it for granted. You really do. So, Anna, I'm horrible with spelling, so don't laugh too hard if I spell completely off, but do you spell your name with A-N-N-A?
A-N-A.
All right. At least I got the letters right, but okay. And then how do you spell your last name?
It's A-B-R-A-M.
A-B-R-A-M. All right. And now, Anna, make sure, I'm going to remind you on this one. Even after payment here today, stay on the phone with me because I want to make sure you see your invoice through email and through text, okay, so you have it on paper.
Gotcha.
What's the best email I could send that to?
It's dispatch, dispatcharg, appliance to paradise, @gmail.com. So dispatcharg@gmail.com. So no one's going to see my phone number, right? So the number you called me on, no one's going to see that because they're just, if when they call me, it's going to be a different number, or is it going to be the 818 number you called me on?
No. They're going to call you from the number. I'm going to go over that. That's my next question.
Okay.
So for us to contact you, though, do you want us to reach out to this phone number ending with the 3707?
Yes.
Okay. And for your customers, do you have a different phone number for them to reach out to?
No, I wanted to get that before we started. Can I change that, or it would change everything?
No, you can change it. Anytime you want to make an adjustment, you can do so yourself, or we could have our team do it for you. Perfectly fine.
Okay.
All right. And so as of right now, I'll just put the phone number we have on file, the 818-370-3707.
But does that show up on the website? So if I go on Google and I put in 818-370, will your campaign pull up?
Not our campaign. No, it's only going to promote you. So your business. If you have a website that I promised to get you as well, however you want it to show, it's tailored to your liking, right? We're not just going to build stuff and say, here you go, right? That's not going to be
good. Then do me a favor, because then there's going to be a conflict. So I have another business right now on Yelp that has my 3707 number.
Okay.
Let me go find a phone. Can we do everything today? Can we hold off on the phone number? And then call me back, let's say, by later today or just tomorrow.
That's fine.
I'll give
the phone number.
Number just because I want everything to be organic. And then I'm going to get you a number. I have a number. It's ready to go. It's just I broke my phone, and then I just left it like that because I was like, whatever.
Oh,
no one. It's for the business. I'm like, no one calls it anyways. I give all my customers this number. But now for advertisement reasons, if anyone goes and looks at Yelp, my phone number is associated with my secondary business. So then I'm like, no, I let's just keep everything clean, right? Since we're this is my baby. I want to keep it as organic as possible. So Let the number should be 818-669-6653. That should be the customer's number. And then that you guys could absolutely call me on that number, or you could call me on this one. I think it'll be better if you called me on that, the other one, just cause I'll know it's like specific for that business, but who cares? Like, you guys can call me on this one too. But I want the customers for sure to call me on that number. Then I'll know it's your program that's generating
yes.
all this business. And it's for this specific company that, you know, we're marketing for.
I love that. There you go. Keep track of your analytics through that way, and also your dashboard. I'm gonna show you your dashboard before the end of this call. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to jump too far ahead, so let's go through here. Now the business name as Appliance Repair Guys, 411 West Windsor. I can't pronounce that right. Windsor Road, 91204 is the zip code. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. Now, I want to make sure we introduce our team to you. You said tomorrow probably works better just to go over finer details, just to make sure, confirm on that phone number and things like that too, right? But I want
yes,
to make sure
I'll have
that
all that set up by tomorrow.
Beautiful. So I also want them to introduce themselves, because they're the team that's going to make this magic happen with you by communicating with you, okay? They'll go
okay.
over the website as well, Facebook ads, all that. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. What time works better for you, morning or evening?
Let me look at my calendar real quick. I think tomorrow's Thursday. Let's do like 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay. 10 a.m. it is. It's perfect. I'm going to send you and our team the same email. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side, just to show each other that you guys are committed to this meeting, okay? Give me 1 second. And it's going to come from my email at jseo@localsplash.com, okay? That way you have another
okay.
form of contact for you as well, too, just in case.
Okay.
Right, there we go. I just sent that to you. Let me know once you got it.
Let me check it out. I got it. Perfect.
Beautiful. All you need to do is hit yes on that side. Nothing further than that, though, okay?
Okay, perfect. That's it. I clicked yes, and then it took me to my Google Sign-In page.
Beautiful. All right. Now, next parts I'm going to go over here with you, just the bare essentials. Doesn't take too long here. Powers your hours of operations. How would you like to be found on Google? Monday through Friday, like 24/7? What do you think?
24/7 is perfect.
24/7 is all right.
When you do 24/7, do I get charged more?
No, not at all. Everything we're doing right here is all included in your package.
Okay.
We don't do no nickel diamond, things like that. No, no. Everything I spoke to you about, I meant that. Okay, so.
Okay.
All right. And then also for you want do you want the customers to also be able to email you?
They could absolutely
just,
email me. You could put my email, which is dispatcharg@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. I think the more options they have like that, the better outcome it is for you. You know, so
yeah.
Right, there we go. Customer's phone number, just to confirm, I have it as for the customers to reach out, 818-669-6653.
Let me check that out. Hold on.
Just to confirm, I don't want to, yeah.
669-6653, yes.
Beautiful. All right. And then also, far as your service radius, again, this package goes up to 50 miles out if you needed to. You don't have to use all 50 miles if you don't want to. You can hit specific zip codes if you wanted to as well. What do you feel?
So versus going like 5 miles out and 50 miles out, you guys generate a specific number of quantities of calls I would get, right? So whether it's 5, would it be the same quantity versus 50 miles?
I don't think so, no. Like, let's say if I put it at 5 miles out, does that mean you're married to it forever? No, you can always change it and adjust it. But, you know, I know 5 miles radius, you're probably, I mean, just statistically thinking here, I really don't think it's going to be better. I think it's going to drop that the significant calls coming in, just because it's a smaller radius. But completely up to you. I mean, you can always play around with it and say, hey, John, I want it to stay a little closer in. Let's stay at like 15 miles or something for right now. Let's see where it's at. Again, it's up to you on that and how you want to do that.
Let me think about it. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's do a 12 mile radius.
Okay. And I'm gonna put in parentheses subject to change in the future, just so that way our team knows that. Okay. So.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm putting in here that website's completely included, no additional cost. And how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you do check or Zelle or anything like that?
We can do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit card, all of the above.
Oh, wow. Okay, perfect.
Hey, you know what? Change the email address to contact@appliancerepairguys@gmail.com.
Appliance repairs. If I can spell correctly today, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so I'm taking off the other email, the dispatch one, and we're putting in a contact at appliance repairs.
No, it's all one word. Contact appliance repair.
Oh, okay.
Guide with an S at Gmail. Okay. So contact appliance repair guys is the only one plural at gmail.com.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. That's solid there. And then do you have a personal Facebook page or a Facebook business page yet for this company?
No.
Okay. So tomorrow when you talk to our technician team, just all they have to require for us to make you a business page, and again, this is included, we just want to make sure that you have at least a personal page. That way it can be linked so that you can actually contact these customers. Because, again, the number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. If they reach out through Facebook, it falls in your court from there, okay? So just make sure you have that ready for them by tomorrow, okay?
So what do you want me to have ready for them by tomorrow, a Facebook page?
Yeah, you can make a simple, simplistic one if you wanted to. It does not matter. It's just something that way you can.
Can you guys make one?
Honestly, I know if they can. I just don't know. Just have them do this. Tomorrow, when you talk to them, just be like, hey, listen, I had a lot of trouble with this. Can you please help me with it? I'm sure they'll be more than willing to. Okay.
Okay.
I'm putting it here. And then I have to ask, company policy here, is your business licensed or insured?
Both, licensed and insured.
Beautiful. Okay. And now what I'm going to do before I forget, you don't have to do this right away, but when you get a chance, try to get as many pictures. It's going to be a pictures to where sometimes Google get you verified. They ask for, they send a PIN code in the mail. They could ask for a business license. They might show you a picture of a vehicle or a tool. Whatever the case is, I'm going to send you an email of all of them that they would ask for. The more you have, the better. And it gets things expedited quickly to get everything verified through Google. Okay. So that way you're not spending months trying to get this to go. Now, again, you don't have to do this right at this moment, but when you get a moment in time today, try to get that for tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. So your communication should also just go to contactappliancerepairguys@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Let me change that right now then. Okay. There it is. And
it's just an easy button that they push, right, to, like, contact me?
An easy button to push to contact you? Yeah. I mean, just like right from Google, this even works on Voice Alexa. So they don't have to hit a button. Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty nifty. And then also, let's go over the bread and butter here. So how would you like to be found for the services? Let's go. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but as much as I could put in now, the team, when they talk to you tomorrow, the more they have for today, the better it is and smoother, quicker the process will be for tomorrow. Appliance repair, obviously, I want to put that in, but Is there specific things you would like me to put in there as well?
Put refrigerator repair. And then that's pretty much it. We specialize in like high-end appliances for refrigerators, like the $20,000 Sub-Zeros, the $15,000 Vikings, the Millies. So, I mean, we do the very affordable ones too that, you know, everyday people have, which are the LGs and the Samsungs. We're LG certified. So those parts we can get very affordably and even do warranty jobs on the LGs because I want to stay away from marketing that because then I'll get a bunch of people that just want I already get those calls, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm already on the LG website. Let's stay away from that. I want to actually have like cash jobs, right? So please advertise me for like the high end units that you know our area, which is Glendale. We're located in Glendale, California. So you know, primarily that neighborhood I'd love to be marketed in a lot versus I know I gave you a 12-mile radius, but
it's okay.
And then what else do we do? So yeah, refrigerators are my primary. So if we could like blast my page on just refrigerators, I'd love that. But we also do cooktops, ranges, ovens, cooktops, double ovens, washer dryers. So we do it all. Any appliance you have at the house, we are able to repair it. Microwaves. Now I have a question for you. What other fields do you guys do local splash on besides appliance repair?
What other fields that we do?
Yeah.
My gosh. I mean, it's a long list. Lawn care, concrete, pavery, remodeling, like the list goes on and on and on. Why do you ask?
Because I have another company. It's a fire sprinkler company.
Fire sprinkler company? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Anna, who are you, girl? I'm sorry. You're blowing me away right now. Okay. Now, is that business obviously in the same area then, right?
Yeah, same area. We do fire sprinkler prevention. So let's say you're building a brand new ADU and it needs fire sprinklers. We do new installs. We do fire sprinkler repairs. Let's say you had a fire and then, you know, it went off. We could come back and put, if it needs new piping, we'll do new piping or we'll just put in the fire sprinkler inside the home. If there's like pest control happening, they need usually a fire sprinkler tech to go in and cap all the fire sprinkler heads before they could do any type of like termite stuff. So I have that company too that we could focus on after this one. Let's say this campaign is super successful. I'm enjoying it. I'm getting a nice, you know, payout. Then I would love to start the fire sprinkler one immediately because, that one, I know I have a great Yelp page, but I would like to also be on Google where if someone, let's say they never go on Yelp, but everyone goes on Google, right? And they just write fire sprinklers. I want to be there. So, or like sprinkler
that would do amazing.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
That would just because I say this a lot and it's not me trying to talk bad or down about like Yelp because we actually use Yelp as one of our directories too. So hope I earn your trust when I say this, but I don't know about you, but I use Yelp only for like business for as restaurants, like food, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
exactly.
I mean, like Chris, to each their own, but that's me personally. I don't know. But
no,
Google's
I use Google for
universal.
Everything. Like my first thing is Google, and you're right. When I do food, it's a Yelp. It's weird that you mentioned that because it has all the So let's put that on my account too as like a to do. Maybe within the next month, I guess we could even do it like together. Would I get a bigger discount maybe on you guys' help?
So Anna, being real honest with you. The gentleman, Charles, and myself, we put in more than 50% discount or rate on. This is literally, like, the lowest package I've sold on this.
Okay, gotcha.
So you're definitely getting the lowest pricing. I don't know if you've been to our website yet.
I'm actually looking at you guys on Google. You guys have 851 reviews and you're 4 stars. So,
yeah,
and you guys are in Fountain Valley.
Yep, from Fountain Valley, California. This package, though, Anna, is normally $5.99 a month with a $299 setup fee. So you have no setup fee, and you're getting more than half off on there. If you decide to join with have the other business on there, I'll do this. I'll make sure at least you keep this same pricing for that one as well. So that way it's not going up and
I'll
up.
Take
that. I'll make sure of that. Okay. But as far as like your pricing at before I accept payment, I literally, you'll hear me say it probably, but I will say, hey, let me refresh this account a few times just because I want to make sure that discount rate still applies every time. Because it's definitely a high discount. So give me 1 second here. Now, the next part is the voice verification. I think I mentioned this to you. So if everything's recorded, it's just to protect you, to be honest. Okay? So I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify it. Try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions, concerns, ask away. That's what I'm here for. But I'm going to put the pricing in there so that way you're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. And I'm also going to put in there the phone number to call just in case if you ever decide to part ways in the future, knock on wood, hopefully never. But if that was the case, there's no cancellation fees, and I tell you how to do that right there, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Appliance Repair Guys.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Anna Abram, owner.
Beautiful. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause for just a second. Anna, after this recording part here, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us because we'll ask that security question. We'll never give that answer out to you. But as long as you remember your own answer, you won't be locked out of your own account. Okay? Just want to make sure you're aware of that. Okay. So I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 13th in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 13th of every month in the same amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, just want to put everything in there for you, okay? This is good protection for you. Now, this next part here, before I go into the security thing, I want to give you the phone number that you can reach for that client support. So let me know when you're ready.
Can you email it to me at contact the appliance repair guy, please?
Yeah, of course. Yes, ma'am, of course. Give me 1 second
Thanks.
Here.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to do? Oh, okay. I was going to get my credit card information ready.
Yep, that's the next part here. Well, before that, let's go over a security question. We have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want, but just don't forget it. Okay, we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do my mother's maiden name.
Okay, perfect. Now, this will never change, okay? So what would that answer be?
It's Azneve, A-Z-N-I-V-E. That's her first name. Last name is Abram, A-B-R-A-M. Azneve Abram.
Okay, I have A-Z-I-N-E Abram, A-B-R-A-M, correct?
A-Z-N
I-V-E.
Oh, man. That's beautiful, actually. I'm sorry. All right. I got distracted. Okay. I'm going to put this in here. Now, we're never going to give you the answer to that security question. We'll always ask the security question, though. Okay? Just want to make sure that's clarified. Yeah. If you hear, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash, and they don't know what we're talking about right now, hang up the phone and only dial that phone number that I'm going to email to you. Okay?
So every time you call me, you're going to say, before we continue this conversation, please tell me your mother's maiden name?
Yeah. If they're asking for any information before they do anything of that nature, or if it's going over billing, things like that, sensitive information, yeah, we definitely have to ask that security question. So it's important.
Okay, great. Yeah, I was about to hang up on Chase yesterday because he was asking me for a billing question, and then I'm like, well, are you really from Chase? You know, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go online and make a payment.
Oh, yeah. No, you never know. They're getting sneaky these days.
Yeah, I got super scared. And then I'm like, did you see me make that payment online? He's like, yes, I did. I saw you make the payment online. I was like, okay, great. So then that's how I knew he was from Chase, because he told me the same exact amount I made payment online for. So, but yeah, well, it gets scary. Like,
oh my gosh.
No, there's so many weirdos out there now. A lot has changed within the past 20 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. And unfortunate, too. But at the same time, you know, we're growing from what they're doing on their crazy part, right? So,
right, exactly, absolutely.
Yeah. So it gives us room to grow. All right, Anna, so we're in the last part here. On the card that we're using, is it just the first and last name, or do you have a middle initial as well?
So it's going to be Soriana, S-O-U-R-I-A-N-A, last name Abram.
Oh, so hold on. So is that your original first name, though? Because I have to put whatever card information I put on here has to be the same name on the account, if that's okay with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Update the account name. It's Soriana.
Okay. Spell that one more time. Sorry, I had to cut you off there.
S-O-U-R-I-A-N-A.
Hey. I'm sorry, like, I'm pretty jealous of these names that you guys came up with here. Like, your mother's maiden name, your name, like, it's pretty beautiful names. What, if you don't mind me asking, what nationality are you?
Armenian.
Really? It's beautiful. You guys got, I'm sorry. I just had my firstborn here, and we wanted to make sure it's very unique, something we haven't really heard from anyone else, and we named her Athena, and I gotta say, your name's Rihanna. That's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Athena's beautiful too.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep. Yes, ma'am. All right. So, Anna, for the billing information of this card, is it to the same address, the 411 West Windsor Road?
No, that's my business address. The card is at my home address.
Okay, ready for it when you are.
It's 1119 Sonora, S-O-N-O-R-A, Avenue, Unit B, like birthday, Glendale, G-L-E-N-D-A-L-E, California, 91201.
01, gotcha, okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using today?
American Express.
All right, perfect. And for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, okay? But I'm ready for the card number when you are.
3793-147-620-41000.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
Expiration date is 0526.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
9643.
Perfect. Okay. Now, before I process this payment, as I mentioned before, I want to make sure I triple check on this, okay? I want to make sure I refresh, because I want to make sure that pricing stays the same, okay? So hang tight here. Okay. Right, I'm going to do it one more time. Okay, we're looking good. So I'm only going to process the payment for $249, okay? Please don't hang up the phone. Stay on the phone with me. I want to keep to my promises here. I want you to see your invoice through email and through text. And it should be sending to the new email, though. So once
even
it goes
better.
Through,
okay, interesting.
Yeah, let me know whichever comes first to you, though, so I can walk you through to see that, okay?
I got the invoice and I got the text.
Beautiful. On the money. Okay. So whichever way you want to look at it, you can go through text. It's the easiest probably. There's a spot where it says click here to sign subscription terms or accept subscription terms, something like that.
Let me go. Oh, yes, it did say that. Let me go back. Let me go up. Okay, click here. Let's do that.
Yep.
So how successful are individuals that utilize you?
I actually just spoke with someone 10 minutes before I called you, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea, where it could be different for everyone, you know, different areas, different types of field of work. But they spoke with two of our references here that wasn't even with us for a month, and they were up on that first page of Google already. So pretty fast results. But again, I don't want you to get that wrong idea. We're like, oh, wow, they're going to get me up in 2 weeks too or something. You know what I mean? Like it always differs, you know. So if I can give you the best advice to make sure it does work at full capacity, communicate with our team. That your business mindset, how you run your business, and our team that has the genius minds of the background for getting that brand exposure, it's just the perfect match on that, right? But nothing will work unless you guys keep communicating with one another. So tell them, hey, listen, I don't like this color. It doesn't bring out my business very well. Perfectly fine. We'll change that. Or, hey, website, I want to add a new promotion every 2 weeks. Let's go with this promotion this week. Perfect. You see what I'm saying? So that type of feel is what's going to make a difference.
What do you see on the appliance side mostly?
On the appliance, we have a few businesses throughout the U.S. I think I've been here for a while, so I can't really say like exact number of how many businesses that I've done that does appliance and repairs. Not in California though; it was more on the East Coast, and they did very well. So they got on first page, but they were quick. I don't know how different it is, but we're in California ourselves, so I know we're not going to be calling out to businesses that are not going to do the greatest or doesn't have a good reputation. That's just the thing that we don't do.
Okay, my other question is, so let's say I'm an appliance repair in Southern California, Los Angeles County. Are you also going to take on other clients in LA County for appliance repair?
No. So your package goes about 50-mile radius, 55. So within that 55-mile radius, we're not going to work or call out to anybody that's doing what you're doing using these keywords.
Oh,
refrigerator
nice.
Repair,
well, I really appreciate
like that. Yeah.
I really appreciate you guys, you know, staying on top of me and calling me instead of, like, saying on to the next one. That means a lot because that'll actually – I think during the summer before I got really, really busy, I was trying to do Google ads on my own. So I kind of did that, and then I got – stuck there because they were unable to verify me. They have to verify me. And then I got the verification part done, but then I got really busy. So I was like, okay, forget about the Google ads. So I tried to do it on my own, but it's better to have like an assistant, you know, or someone helping.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Can you do it? Sure, by all means. But at the same time, I asked my own self this. It was like, is it really worth it? You know, because that time trying to get a hold of somebody through Google for one is a headache. I actually tried this with a friend of mine who ran his own company, and he was like, you know what, I'm just going to see where it's at. Like, if I was trying, it took him 6 months to get a hold of somebody. That's a long time just to get a hold of someone for a simple question.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Yeah, that's not the case with us. Okay. So, last thing here. So, Anna, when you clicked to sign here to accept subscription terms, there should be a breakdown of your invoice of everything we discussed in there. Did you were you able to see that?
I saw that, and then I clicked on your subscription, and now it says username and password for Local/. Do I create one, or do I already have one?
Perfect. Nope. So tomorrow when our techs call you, they want to do that with you because that's your dashboard. Yes, that's going to be your next best friend. Sometimes customers even reach out through there directly to you, okay? But you can see your traffic going to your website. You can see the keywords being used, all of it, okay? So tomorrow they want to show you how to maneuver through that. That's why. Okay.
What other questions do I have for you?
Yeah.
I think that's it. Okay.
Right. Well, Anna, I totally want to say this. Congratulations and welcome to the family.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel very welcome. Thank you again. I'll wait for that call tomorrow around 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and finish up everything there. And I'll get some pictures ready for you guys. I have a lot of pictures, like over 1,000 pictures, but it's never it'll be my technician's foot, or it'll be like his coat, like his shoes, or it'll be his like hand, but it's mostly of just appliances and parts that they're fixing. Like, are those enough, or should I have them posed next to like a refrigerator or something?
This is my personal opinion on this one. I would show, you know, the type of refrigerators like in full, just because it could also lead for a customer that's like, hey, I don't know if anyone can actually help me with this type of refrigerator. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So that's my personal opinion. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have a lot of refrigerators. Oh, my other question was, may we market only refrigerators?
You could.
Let's do that. I want to focus on that, because if I'm going to get a call, I want to make sure I'm going to make at least $200-$300 out of it versus like a microwave, right? Microwave, if I tell someone it's going to cost you $200-$300 to go, you know, fix this microwave, they'd rather just go buy a brand new one for $300-$400. Or they'll forget about their microwave and they'll just go, oh, I'll just go buy a countertop one for like $40, right? And then what else? Maybe we could do like, I have no idea. What do you think? Like a washer and dryer for me, they'll probably take me $200-$300 to fix. The refrigerator will take like $300-$400 for me to fix it. Sometimes more depending on if it's the no cooling feature where it's totally completely like shut off on you, right? And then like a range oven would take like $200-$300. But a microwave, it's never going to be worth it, and the parts are expensive. So, should I market for everything and just stay open, or should we do maybe just ranges and refrigerators?
Okay. Again, this you're asking, and this is not from Local Splash, it's just me, right?
Yes.
Because I have a side business of my own, consulting for martial arts, okay? So I'm just going to give
what?
You my
consulting
sense of...
Martial arts?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So I've done martial arts my whole life. We have over 255 studios throughout the U.S., and I help every single one of them. And one thing that draws to my attention when you're asking this question on this is, listen, everything is an opportunity for more, right? If you have a business that can help with microwaves, yeah, it can be more expensive, but that's an opportunity to talk to a customer that might have even more things for them to fix, for you guys to fix. You know,
okay,
so I wouldn't exclude that out.
Okay, perfect. Got it. Now, I have a question for you. If you have over 250 stores, what are you doing sitting here talking to me? Is Local Splash, is it your business?
No. My last name is So, S-E-O, believe it or not. I truly love doing this. I have a passion for helping businesses. I really do.
Oh, okay.
And
I like that.
My father and my family, they help run my company as well, too, and it's doing well. It's just... I did martial arts my whole life, you know, and I don't want it to feel like it's just that's who I am only. You know what I mean? It doesn't define me. Like, it's a part of me, but that's not just all me, you know? So that's why when I talked to you, I was very respectful. What was that?
Yeah, you do. You are very respectful in your tone of voice and your mannerism while speaking.
Oh, thank you.
So do you have a brand in Los Angeles?
So we have a few, but not in Los Angeles. It's in more of Orange County, in Irvine, and in Anaheim.
Got it.
Yeah. Are you looking to do some training?
My husband used to be in martial arts when he was younger, and then he was great at it, like extremely amazing at it, a bunch of trophies and medals. And then what threw him off at a very young age, I think about 12, 13, 14, he had to fight his friend. And my husband is 6'4", built 200 and whatever, 20 pounds. And imagine 12, 13 years old having to fight your friend. He knows he's going to win, right? But at the end of the day, it's your friend. Like, you're unable to justify the martial arts community versus your friend's community, right? You're either going to respect your trade or you're going to respect your... So he let his friend win. And his dad was one of
Yeah, he let his friend win, and that's what he wanted to do. At the end of the day, we make decisions that, you know, will change our lives, and this one truly changed his life because he totally stopped the sport after that, and he's had hate from his father. As much as his father loves him, they have a business together, but I feel like his father got so mad at him for letting his friend win, because my father-in-law is a big-time boxer in Iran, because I was born and raised in, or I was born in Iran, I was raised in the States. I moved here when I was 8, but his dad was a big-time boxer in Iran, where it's, you know, letting someone win because they're your friend is super silly. That's all.
Yeah.
Like, well, if you have a, you know, office here, there's many of them, obviously, but if you have, like, a training center here, I could have, you know, sent my husband and be like,
yeah,
go learn again, start from the beginning, and let the negativity, like, get out of your body, because I feel like he tells me this story every time we get drunk. So, you know, when people get drunk, it goes,
yeah,
it goes, like, deep down into your roots, and I'm just like, it's the first, like, you gotta let it go, like, your dad and you are best friends, your friend is no longer in your life, like, it's okay, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's crazy because I can refer it in that area, but I don't want to do that because I feel like if he did that well and he cherishes it that much, then it's different types of arts that he can study. I just don't know any of it in Glendale. And the reason for that is because if I direct you guys to a studio over there, it would be more for the physical aspect, more for than the mental. And I don't think,
yeah.
I think mental is more important than physical any day.
Absolutely. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. I feel like we could talk forever. So
I know, right?
You on your baby.
Thank you.
Congratulations for helping out others, even though you're super put in a position where you could, you know, do whatever you want. So thank you for helping them out. I truly appreciate it. I'll get my husband's business in line too, so that we could start advertising. Do me a favor, email me your credential. Oh, I think I have your email address. So I'll email you whenever I'm ready with HIT. I'll talk to the team tomorrow and get my campaign started. And again, many thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem. And in that email, on the bottom is my direct line and extension. But that direct line, the 877 number, is the main line that everyone's going to call you from here on out from our company, right? So tomorrow they're going to call from that 877 number. Just save that number. It's voice activated for you, okay? So if you say Facebook ads or blah, 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 it'll direct you to whoever is available, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Anna, you take care. It's been a pleasure. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.